Okay, we are towards the bottom of Lamed Hey Amud Beis. We are 2, 4, 7 lines in the bottom. First word in the line. Tan Rabbanan. Says the Brayse like this. Tan Rabbanan. Yochol yoytze adam yidei chivase betevel shlei niskin. I might think that a person can be yoytze their mitzvah sasei of matzah, of achilas matzah, with tevel, which has not been fixed up. So, frag the Gemara, before we go any further, what does this mean? Tevel shle niskan, kol tevel nami ho le niskan. Tevel, by definition, is le niskan. That is what tevel means. Tevel is, if you have grain, if you've got fruit, which is untithed. So that's what tevel means. What do you mean, tevel shle niskan? That's what tevel is. Ella betevel shle niskan kol tzarkai. I might think that you could be yotze with tevel, which has not been fully properly fixed up, meaning shenokam imenu truma gedola. Maybe you took truma gedola from it, malay not limimena truma's meiser, but you have yet to take truma's meiser, or meiser rishon valay meiser sheni vala fila meiser ani minayin. Meaning the shaila of the Gemara is, how do I know? I mean, I might think that a person can be yotze the chiyuv with tevel, which isn't fully tithed. Meaning you might have something outstanding. I might think you can do so. Talmud Leimar says the Gemara, very interesting drasha. Talmud Leimar, loy seichel alav chametz. The Pasuk says, don't eat chametz. Mish isurei mishum bal teichel alav chametz. Yotze zeh she'ein isurei mishum bal teichel chametz, el mishum bal teichel tevel. So says the Gemara, fascinating din. Meaning, if you look at the bottom Rashi, the Gemara is dashing mi shi isurei mishum bal teichel chametz ata yotze b'yidei matzah b'pesach imaso matzah. If I have an item, if I have something where this item, there is the potential of it becoming chametz, that is the type of item that in theory I could be yotze my mitzvah of matzah, if I am sure that it's not going to be chametz. However, this comes to exclude other things. Yotze zeh she'ein isur mishum bal teichel chametz, ela mishum bal teichel tevel. But here there's other isurim. There's other isurim in it. There is an isur of tevel, and so on. So this is the isur which is present in this particular piece of matzah. It is tevel. So the Gemara understands at this stage that if I have a matzah of tevel, I've got a matzah of tevel, meaning I've got grain. The grain, it's reached Gemara Malacha. It's tevel. I turn it into a matzah. The reason why I can't be yotze with it on Pesach is because there is an iser tevel on it. So I'm not even looking at chametz, at the fact that there might be chametz considerations. I'm saying that the only matzah you can be yotze with is the type of matzah that could become chametz, and I made sure that it wasn't chametz. That's the type of thing that I could be yotze my chiyuv with. But if it's tevel, forget about it. So maybe before we see the hemshech of the Gemara, there's a very interesting diyun in the Rishonim. Tesis in Maseches Sukkah, we know at the beginning of the third parak, in the parak of Lulav HaGozel, where, and Lulav HaGozel, the Gemara is memayit, a stolen lulav. And the Gemara says, why do I need to be memayit, a stolen lulav, of bishlem on the first day? It says, lachem, but on other days, why can I not use a stolen lulav? And the Gemara says, mitzvah haba'ba deira. So asks Tesis and the Flamed, why does the Gemara over here need to learn out from a hekish? The Gemara says, lo yisech lav chametz, I mean, you shouldn't be eating chametz, and we say only something where there's an iser of chametz is the type of thing where you can eat matzah from it. Meaning we kind of compare that only if there's an iser of chametz, if you make sure it's not chametz with matzah, you can eat it. So Frek Tesis, why do I need to come on to this hekesh? Typically, that it would be a mitzvah ba'avera. That's the reason why there should be. That's the reason why I wouldn't be able to eat from it. I don't need any special limudim and so on, to be memayit tevel. and so on. If I would use a matz of tevel, it would be a mitzvah haba aveira. And it's poshut that can't be yetzah because of mitzvah haba aveira. Tesis leaves it shver. The Ramban says that the reason why I need to learn out from this hekesh to exclude a matzah of tevel is because the concept of mitzvah haba aveira is only derabbanan. That is what the Ramban says. Mitzvah haba aveira is only derabbanan. And therefore, I need the pasuk, the hekesh, to tell me that it's nismayit midyaraisa. Because otherwise you might say that if I eat a matzah of tevel, midyaraisa I'm yotze, just maybe midrabanan I'm not, but at least midyaraisa I'm yotze. That's what you might say. So says the Ramban. The Tzitzv Shams says over there, very interesting shita, that mitzvah habab aveira doesn't apply to all mitzvahs. It applies to mitzvahs which are coming to create a ritzui. They're coming to create some type of an appeasement, like lulav, that we come and we're meratza Hashem with a lulav, or like karbanes, which are coming to evoke a ritzui. There we say mitzvah habab aveira. But by other types of mitzvahs, like achilas matzah, we don't necessarily say mitzvah habab aveira. That is the shita of the Tzitzis Shants. And finally, Also a very interesting shita, is the shita of the Ritva. The Ritva says that mitzvah ba'ab aveira is limited if the kiyum ha-mitzvah is gerim the aveira. Then we say mitzvah ba'ab aveira. But he says, l'mashal, in this case, let's see over here, even if you would not be mekayim the mitzvah of achilas matzah, if you eat this thing, you're doing an isser of tevel. So the isser of tevel is really unrelated to my kiyum mitzvah. It's only if the two are kind of inextricably linked, that if I do the mitzvah, I've done the aveira. But if I don't do the mitzvah, then I haven't done the aveira. But here, if I eat the tevel, I'm doing the aveira either way. So that is an interesting discussion in mitzvah b'ab aveira. Al kuponim, that is the source where the Gemara says that one may not be yetza, the mitzvah of achilas matzah, with a matzah which has any remnant of tevel on it, either because you haven't taken truma gedola, trumas meiser, meiser rishon, meiser sheni, meiser ani, epis shem tevel there is, you're not able to be yotze because it's only mitzad mishi sur mishum bal techel of chametz, yotze zeh she'eni sure mishum bal techel chametz, ela mishum bal techel tevel. Meaning in this case, the iser over here is only mitzad tevel, not mitzad anything else. To which the Gemara is bothered. What do you mean that the iser over here is not mitzad anything else? If I have flour and water on Pesach, okay, you're right, it is tevel, but it also happens to be that possibly this is chametz. So why are you saying the tevel is excluded because it's only something where its iser is only because of chametz? As opposed to this, where it's because of tevel, but there's also potentially an iser chametz over here. Drag the Gemara, the isura de chametz lehechan azla. And why are you assuming in the drasha, which is coming to be mamayit, a matz of tevel, that matz of tevel is mismayit because there's a different iser over here. The iser over here is tevel. There's no other iser. Isn't there possibly an iser of chametz also which could apply? So the Gemara understands that here, when we are speaking about matzahs of tevel, there's only one other potential iser, tevel. But there's no potential iser chametz. And that's what the Gemara questions, where do the iser chametz go? Amr Sheishas Hamani Rib Shimini, the Amr Ein Iser Chal Al Iser. Yeah, the only iser over here in this matzah, this is a matzah of tevel, even if it's chametz dik, there will not be an iser chametz, because this was already a matzah of tevel. It was tevel before Pesach. Now comes Pesach, even if it's made of chametz, even if you allowed it to be machmitz, the iser chametz will not be chal, because we're going like a Shimon, who says ein iser chal iser, and that's why the Gemara says that we're mamayit, this type of an achila, where the nature of the iser over here is not a chametz dik iser, it's one of tevel. Well, again, like Shimon says, "Einis echal iser." The Tanya of Shimon Oyer, "Ha'ilchon nevela b'yom kippurim." If a person eats a nevela on Yom Kippur, one is potter. Why you potter? Says Rashi in the second Rashi top line, Patimichat is the Ein Issa Yom Kippur Mchalal Issa Nevela. Meaning the animal died. Let's say an Erev Yom Kippur. It's a carcass. I'm not allowed to eat it because it's a Nevela. Now Yom Kippur kicks in. Ein Issa Chal Issa. Second Issa is not Chal on the first Issa. Says Rashi, what about if it was Nisnabla Boi Bayoim? What happened if it became a Nevela on Yom Kippur itself? The Im Boi Bayoim Nisnabla Afilo Hachi Haisa Asura Koidim Yom Kippurim. There was a different Isser. There was another Isser of Avram and Achai. So the Isser of Yom Kippur can never be Chal, says Rashi. If you look at the top Tesis says, Pesha Kunjus Afir and Isnabo be Yom Kippur, Mechai la la Isser, Yom Kippur Shari Havi la Isser Avram and Achai, the Kashkari, the Haki Paki Isser Avram and Achai. Once the animal dies, there's no longer an Isser Avram and Achai. So why can't we say Yochel Allah Issa Yom Kippur Min Nevela B'Vasachas? Because we know there is a klal in Ein Issa Chal Issa that even though one Issa cannot be chal on the pre-existing Issa, but if both these surim are chal at the same moment, then the Issa two Issurim can be chal. The Meidur of Shimon Be'Issa B'Vasachas. Says Taisus Amil Yeshlei Ma'afilu Nisnabo Biyam Mekipurim Lechayol La Issa Yom Kippurim De Issa She'im Zavuach Havi Beinami Mikara. There is a pre-existing Isser, very interesting Isser, which the Rishonim quote in many places. There's an Isser Asay of Einei Zavuach. What is this Isser? The pasuk says Vizavachta Shecht it. The only way to eat it is if you actually positively do an act of Zvicha Vizavachta. So that Issa Vizavachta remains, even if it dies. Okay, maybe there's no Issa Eivim Menachai, but the pre-existing Issa of Eina Zavuach, Havi Bei Mikara, Vakati Lepokimina, and therefore Shitas Reb Shimon is categorically Ha'echol Nevela B'yem Kippurim Potter, because Ein Issa Chal Issa, and therefore we're going like Reb Shimon, says, says of Sheshis, we're going like Reb Shimon, who says that Ein Issa Chal Isser, and therefore over here, if you have a matzah of Tevel, that is going to be the only potential Isser to contend with. There will not be any other Isserim, even if it's Chametz, there will only be an Isser Tevel. There is a discussion about that, but let's leave that, the Issa Moiser for now, just because that's a big discussion. That is answer number one. Ravina Amar Afilu Tamer Rabbanan. We can even say that this price is going like the Rabbanan. We don't have to say it's going like a Das Yachid, like a Shimon. We can even say it's going like the Rabbanan. Mishi Yisur Mishum Bal Techel Chametz Bulvad. Maybe what the Pshat and the Drasha is Mishi Yisur Mishum Bal Techel Chametz Bulvad. The only type of matzah you can be Yotza with is the type of matzah which only has a potential of one other Isser, Chametz. That's what it means. Mishi Yisur Mishum Bal Techel Chametz Bulvad. Yotzezeh She'eini Suray Mishum Bal Techel Chametz Bulvad. Ala Af Mishum Bal Techel Tevel. There's two Isurim over here. There's an Isser Tevel, and there's also a potential Isser Chametz. And therefore, we don't have to say Ein Issa Chal Isser, even we say Yesh Issa Chal Isser, but still the drasha is, you can only be Yotza with the type of matzah whose only other potential Isser is Chametz. And so on. And in that, the Gemara says, Midi Bovad Ksiv, why are you inserting that into the drasha? Rashi says three lines down, Midi Bovad Ksiv Kramashma, the Chol Mi Shi Isser Chametz Noyeg Boy. It doesn't say anything about Bilvad, only that. So to say it's going like the Rabbanan and add in, make this slight amendment, is difficult, because Midi Bilvad Ksiv, Elam Chavar, Tikkat of Sheshis, we're going to be forced to say that the Tana of the Braisa is going like a Sheshis, who says Ein Issa Chal Isser, and therefore by the case of Tevel, the only Isser to contend with is the Issa Tevel, nothing else. And that's the reason why Tevel is Nismait. Halach l'maisa, as they state, that's the din of the Mishnah. A person cannot be Yetzer Matzah with Tevel. Good. Then Rabbanan, Yachol Yetzer Adam Yedechi Vasli B'maisa Sheni B'Yushalayim. Fascinating din. A person is, as we know, by Ma'aser Sheni, a person is not able at times to bring all of his fruit or all of his grain to Yerushalayim. So what does he do? He redeems it, and he redeems it onto coins, he brings the coins up to Yerushalayim, and he makes a purchase, and he purchases fruit, food in Yerushalayim. Or he takes his Ma'aser Sheni grain up to Yerushalayim, and then he decides to bake himself a matzah. So, says the Braisa, Yachol Yotze Adim Deichav Asav Ma'aser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. In either one of those cases, I might think that a person is able to be Yotze his mitzvah of matzah with Ma'aser Sheni. Talmud Leimer Lechem Oini. The Pasuk says Lechem Oini Ma Shenecho Ba'aninos. It's the type of thing which can be eaten in a state of aninus. Now we know an oinen is someone, Rahman Letzlan, Shemes Leimes, one of the Shiva Kraven died, it's before burial, they have the halachic state of being an oinen, and an oinen l'mashal is not allowed to eat meat, is not allowed to drink wine, and an oinen is not allowed to eat ma'aser sheni either. And in the declaration, in the vidu ma'aseris, which is said, which is brought in Pashas Kisavai, it says, le'ochalti b'oini mimenu. I didn't eat it when I was in a state of aninus, when I was in a state of being an oinen. So, by matz it says, lechem oini. Oini, the kri of oini, sounds the same as oini with an aleph, which is a lashon of yogun and anach and despair and so on. So we say, mashenecho ba'aninus, Rashi is the gizm of mishenecho ba'aninus, that which is eaten in a state of aninus. Yotzezer, as opposed to Ma'aser Sheni, she'enei nechol ba'aninus, ela b'simcha, divrei Rabbi Yosi Haglili. So fascinating sheet of Rabbi Yosi Haglili. It's amazing. You take up flour, you take up a bag of grain, of wheat, you take it up to Yerushalayim, it's there, there's an inyan if you do a mitzvah, you try and do a mitzvah with it a second time, you bake yourself a matzah, and you want to use this matzah which is made of Ma'aser Sheni grain, says Rabbi Yosi Haglili, no, nothing doing, you cannot, because Ma'aser Sheni can only be eaten in a state of simcha, and here it says Lashon of Lechem Oini, which has a mashmos of yogin, anocha, oini with an aleph, and so on, and therefore you may not use Ma'aser Sheni grain. If you look at Rashi, five lines down, Mishnecho Ba'aninus Shemutter La'och Lekishu Oinin, Dorush Bey Lechem Oini, we're dashing it as if it's got an aleph instead of an ayin. We know they're often interchangeable. And so, that is the shita of Rabbi Yosi Haglili. You may not be yotze matzah with ma'aser sheni grain. Rabbi Giva Omer, matzahs riba. We have this drasha of matzahs. We've already seen this before. And from the extra word, we're marbe, according to Rabbi Giva, even ma'aser sheni. So let's just, for a second, just explain. That means that Be'etzim Rabbi Kiva agrees to Rabbi Yosi Haglili's drasha. In other words, without the riboy, Rabbi Kiva would say, you're right, it says lechem oini. In theory, I should say, that excludes my ability to be yotz with ma'aser sheni grain. But there's a riboy. Matzahs is marbe. Rabbi Gemara in Cain. So what does Rabbi Kiva do with lechem oini? So now we say prat leisa sheni leisha b'yayin shemerud vash. So in other words, Rabbi Kiva uses lechem oini as if it's saying lechem ani. It cannot be any type of an enriched bread. It's got to be mayim and kemach, kemach and mayim, something which a poor man has. Meaning we're using the lashon of oini with an ayin to imply poverty for the actual matzah itself, as opposed to oini with an aleph describing the state of being of the person. So that's what Rabbi Giva does with it. Prat le'isa sheni loisha b'yayin v'shemen v'dvash. So that is what he does with the lashon of lechem oini. Good. It's interesting. The Gemara now says my time with Rabbi Giva. What's the reason of Rabbi Kiva? What do you mean, what's the reason of Rabbi Kiva? We just explained the reason of Rabbi Kiva. We said, matzahs riba. That's the reason why he says you can be yotzei with ma'aser sheni. So the Pnei Yeshua says, Now, even though we said that the reason of Rabbi Akiva is because of Matzah's Reba, but the Gemara's Shaila is that because we already use this Riboy of Matzah's to tell me other dinim and other drashas like we've had before, and like we're going to have in a minute, so we've already used the drash of Matzah's to be married by other things. In which case, Mehecha Teisa, that we should learn a heter from Isa Sheni. Like, there's got to be something else pushing Rabbi Akiva to say that there's a heter for Isa Sheni to use Isa Sheni grain for matzah. So that's the Gemara Shaila, my time with Rabbi Akiva. Says Rabbi Akiva, I'll tell you, pshat. Miksiv lechem oini mole. Does it say oini mole with a vav? Aniksiv. It says lechem oni. The ksiv is lechem oni. In which case, yes, the kri is oini, but I'm going to dash the kri dumi to the ksiv, and therefore I'm going to say it has to do with anias of the matzah itself, and therefore I'm going to be mamayit, a lechem which was nilosh, with yain, shemen, and dvash, what we call matzah shira. Whereas Rabbi Yisrael Glili, mi karinen oni, is the kri oni. Oini karinen, the kri is oini. And therefore, I'm gonna interchange the ayin with an aleph, and because oini sounds more like inyan of yogin and anacha and the state of being of the person. In which case, I'm gonna say that being that ma'aseh sheni is not eaten in the state of oini, therefore you're not able to use ma'aseh sheni grain for your matzahs. Rabbi Akiva, haida karina be oini. No, I use that for the kri is used for something else. Famous drasha, meaning I'm going to go with the ksiv. The ksiv is ani, and therefore the bread has got to be poor bread, kemach and mayim, nothing else. And the kri of oini is miloshin ania, to speak, to respond, and it's the lechem she'oinin olav dvarim harbe. And she says she'goimrim olav is ha'halel, va'oimrim olav hagada. And so on. Good. So al kapanim, we have a machlokes tanoim between Rabbi Yisrael and Rabbi Akiva. Can a person use ma'aseh sheni matzahs to be yotzei your mitzvah? Rabbi Yisrael says no, and Rabbi Akiva, which is how we paskin, says you can. Freg b'gemar v'sover Rabbi Akiva isa sheni leisha b'yayin v'shem v'dvash loy. Meaning Rabbi Akiva said, what do I do with lechem oini? I use it to be memayit matzah shira. Is it true that Rabbi Akiva says Isa Shnei Leisha V'Yayin V'Shem V'Dvash Loi? V'Tanya, we have the following brisa. Ein Losh Misa V'Pesach V'Yayin V'Shem V'Dvash. That's the Tanakama. Tanakama says you may not need dough with wine, oil, or honey. V'Im Losh, what if you did? Rabban Gamliel Omer Tisarif Miyad. So according to Rabban Gamliel, there's real problems and shilas of chametz, meaning it's going to serve as a catalyst to speed up the chimutz, and you have to burn it immediately. The chachamim meimrim yoichal. The chachamim say you're allowed to eat it. We saw this last time in Tav Samach Beis at the beginning in Sif Aleph. We passing like the chachamim that nei peiros ein machmitzin. You can take flour and mix it with oil, with honey, or with wine, or all three of them. And even if it swells up, and it bloats, and it looks like it's machmitz, it's 100% mutter to eat, 100%. The only thing which we saw was that that's only if it's exclusively made peiros. Once you add mayim, and we're machmer to say even a little bit of mayim, then already we say that the made peiros does serve as a catalyst. But if it's exclusively made peiros, we pass in like the chachamim, who say that it's fine. The Amr Rabbi Akiva, Shapsi Haisa Itzel Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Yeshua. I spent time with Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. The Lashti Lahem Isa B'Yayim Hashem V'Dvash, and I needed for them a dough with wine, with oil, and with honey. V'Li Amruli Davar, and they didn't say anything to me. So it seems to be that you're allowed to go ahead and make lechem and have matzah shiro and so on. Now we say v'afal pish ein lashin mekatvin boy. This is kind of like another statement in the Braisa, another statement which says, even though you're not allowed to be lush, you're allowed to be mekatev. Mekatev is like when you kind of put a little bit on the top of the dough. It's probably a word for that in English. If anyone knows what that is, please tell me. You know, when you finish the dough and you just take the egg and you just kind of put that on top. And so even though you're not allowed to be lush, but mekatvin, but you are allowed to be mekatev, that you're allowed to do. Says the Gemara, that one statement, that isolated statement, which doesn't allow lisha with mei peiros, but does allow kitov, says the Gemara, asan latanakama, that clearly is going like the Tanakama. The Chachamim made imen esha lashin bay mekatvin bay, the esha in lashin bay, ein mekatvin bay. If you're allowed to be lush, you're allowed to be mekatev. If you can't be lush, we won't even allow you to kind of put a little bit of on the top of the dough. Last line of the braisa is Vishavin She'ein Loshin Esa Isa Bepeishrin. They all agree that when you need dough, don't need dough with lukewarm water, as Rashi says, because it's Memarim Lahachmitz. If it's lukewarm, which by the way, the Rishonim say that lukewarm means it's the temperature of your saliva. Temperature of your saliva is considered to be in halacha as lukewarm. So you should not be lush, the mayim, with lukewarm water. Al koponim, why do we bring this whole braisa? The Gemara's kasha was, the sovereign Rebbe Kiva used to shmelish of yayin v'shem advashua, you're not allowed to make matzah shira. Rebbe Kiva says, when I was by Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Gamliel, I made matzah shira, they didn't say anything to me. Says the Gemara, le kasha ha v'yom tov rishon, ha v'yom tov sheni. Meaning, first the yom tov, that is when you're not allowed to. What does first day mean? Dr. Ashi, it doesn't mean the whole day. Yom Rishon Laila Harishayim Shamatza Chayva Ba'inen Lechem Oini. There's a requirement of Lechem Oini. One may not have Matzah Ashira on first night Yom Tov because that is a stira to the Lechem Oini Shabbai. So when Rabbi Kiva said he was by Rabbi Lezer and Yeshua and they didn't say anything to me, that was referring to other times, meaning there's no pedo, you don't have to have lechem oini, the whole yom tov itself. Ha'bi yom tov rishon, ha'bi yom tov sheni, kida amar lehu Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, lebane yom kam on the first day, leisi leishali b'chalva, don't add milk to the matzah. Mikan ve'elech, lushali b'chalva, henceforth you can put milk into my matzah. Frag the Gemara Stam, a different question, a Yardaitic question. In Simen Tzadi Vav, in Simen Tzadi Zayin, excuse me, the halacha is you're not allowed to add milk into dough, and you're not allowed to add meat juice into dough also for that price. What does it say? Because it's going to cause you to do an Aveira. What Aveira will it cause you to do? You will end up eating the milky challah with your meaty meal. So, ein lash nesis b'chala, ve'im lash kalapasas in the hergel aveira. So, it doesn't make sense if Shur ben Levi told his sons to add milk. Ela hachika amar yeh mekam alei salishali b'duvsha. Don't add honey into my dough on the first day. Mekam ve'elech lushali b'duvsha. You're allowed to add honey to my dough. Really, I'll tell you, he was speaking about adding milk. We said you're not allowed to add milk to the dough. Kedam Ravina, ka'ayin tura shari. Yochanami ka'ayin tura. Meaning, just like Ravina said, you're allowed to make a small amount. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, I just see a couple of Rashis in the middle of the page. Ein lashon is the chalav. Kol yemeis ashana, Rashi says. You can't do this the whole year round. What's the pshat? Why not? Shalei yoichol basa ima. Ka'ayin tura ma'at ka'ayin shalshar mutalolash b'chalav. The ochalei miyad b'bas achas. And she says, if it's a small amount that you're able to eat on the spot, v'lei mashilei delinshi shenilish b'chalav. You don't leave it over and forget that it was kneaded with milk. If you look in Shulchan Aruch in your day in Tzadi Zayin, he says, ein lashon isim b'chalav shem yavel achal im basar. If you do, the whole thing is aser. You can't even have it by itself. V'im ha'yad davar mu'at, k'dei achila v'bas achas, and there's a discussion, what about it, you know, does that take into consideration all of your family members and all of your guests and so on? Is it one meal? Is it the whole day discussion? Oy, and this is a big answer, Shishina Suras HaPas Shetemi Keres, or it's conspicuous, a shape which connotes that it's milky, Shleyechu Babasar Mutter. That you can do. If you look in the Pesachei Tshuva over here, he brings in the Tshuva's Maharit in Siman Yud Ches, who says that the heter is b'shas afia, meaning you must, at the time of baking, if you want to bake milky bread, right? You live on a farm and you want to go ahead and add, you know, full fat into your bread and so on, so you go ahead and you make your bread in the shape of a triangle. But it has to be done, says the Maharit, b'shas afia, when you bake it. You can't bake it with cream in a regular shape and then make it into a triangle post afia. That's the Maharit says. You may not do that. It only helps b'shas afia. Good. Based on that, the Rama goes on to say, we'll just finish, the Rama says, v'lachein noyegim lalush pasim cholov, we make milky bread, the Chagah Shavuos, gam b'shumen, and sometimes we put meat in the dough instead of milk, l'chvei Shabbos, ki kol zeh mechshev kedavr mu'ut, and so on, gam ki tziras m'shuna mishar pas, also because we make it in a different shape, and so on.
Yes.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Is it because it's about mu'at? We are saying therefore the mu'at, so that's all right, Nishke Bela. The mu'at, you can't have halal and bottom and halal together anyway. Give your chat. Maybe.
Right. So what we're saying in general, it's not a good idea to make milky bread or to make meaty bread, because you might have the bread with the meat, you might have it with the milk and so on. But if you make it in a triangular shape, if you decide to make your challah hexagonal, so then everyone's going to say, oh, why did you make a hexagonal challah? It must be because it's either milky or it's meaty and so on. Exactly. Good. Good. Fine. And we go weiter. Says Gemara weiter. We said v'shavin shein lashne sa'isa b'poishin. They all agree that when you knead the dough, don't knead it with lukewarm water. Sfrag the Gemara why? So what are we saying? We're saying if I knead my dough in lukewarm water, maybe it'll be machmitz. It's got to be matzah. It can't be chametz. Sfrag the Gemara maishnami menachas. Now rov menachas come. Matzah. In general, menachas are matzahs, they're not chametz. So, maishnami menachas, this man, kol ha-menachas nilayshes v'peishrin. You do need the dough for menachas with lukewarm water. And even though it must be matzah, not chametz, it's still okay. U'mishkam and shleyech matzah. So you just have to be that much more careful, it doesn't become chametz. You're allowed to do it. And for the Gemara, Imamru is reason, Yom Vashain's reason, the fact that we allow this by Menachas, who's preparing the Menachas? The Kahanim. The Kahanim is reason. The Kahanim are not going to make mistakes. They're very careful. But your average layman, your average person who bakes matzahs isn't as much of a zariz as a Kohen, and therefore we don't allow a regular person to knead dough with my impatience. Frag the Gemara, Ihachi, Milsis, Namei, Losses. Well, if you're telling me that the Kahanim is reason, and therefore there's no concern that they're going to allow it to become chametz, so why don't we allow them to soak the wheat kernels beforehand? If you look at Rashi, I don't know, about 15, 20 lines where lines get wide, Lasisa, first word in the line, Rashi says, ulashoyren b'mayim at, to soak it in the water, ulakaitshan b'machteshes, and then they grind it, to remove the chaff and the bran and so on, kidei shetei selsa nekia. So a very good way to ensure that you have the finest flour is to soak the wheat beforehand. And we don't allow you to do that, because by soaking it, it might become chametz. It'll be that much easier to become chametz. But if you're telling me the whole process of menachas was governed, it was under the auspices of Kahanim, and the Kahanim is a reason, so why are we concerned? As though you've read the Gemara, Yochi Mil says, Nami Allah says, Alama. Amr Abzir, Amr Rabba, Bar Yemi, Amr Shmuel. Why did they say, Bishim Shmuel, Chit and Shomtav is Ein Leit Sinai Son? You're not allowed to do a Lissisa, you can't soak it, for fear that it'll become Chameitz. So we answer, very poshut. Lisha Bizrizin Isa. Lissisa Lesa Bizrizin. When it comes to the kneading of the dough, the kneading of the dough is done by the Kahanim. It's done by Zrizin. Whereas soaking the wheat beforehand, that's not necessarily done by Kahanim. Rashi says, it's less of Zrizin. Kishimiviya Hazar Kvar He Solis. When the Tzar brings his flour, it's already Solis. So we don't allow Lesisa when it comes to Menachas, because who knows where that flour has been, who knows what that flour is up to. Maybe the flour is already considered to be chametz. Fragbi Gemara, is that true of Elisha Meisa Bizrizin? Must you use Kahanim? Must you use Kahanim to knead the dough? Is that true? Vaksiv, the Pasuk says, what does the Pasuk say? In, where is this Pasuk? In Vayikra. Vayitzak Aleh Shemen. So it says, they will pour Shemen on it. Vehevia El, so they change it over here on the Gilead, and they say, Vehevia El B'nei Aaron HaKahanim. They'll bring it to the sons of Aaron the Kahanim, the Kamats, and then he will do a Kanitsa. The B'nei Aaron take over from what stage? Not from the stage when it's needed, but from the stage with a K, but from the stage of Kamitsa. Which means the pouring of the oil and the mixing is kshera, even by a czar, even by a non-kohen. So you're telling me the reason why you're allowed to do lisha and so on by menachas is because it's by his reason, it's by kahanim. It's not true. The kahanim take over the next stage by the kamitsa. Says no, a fascinating answer. Fascinating answer. Nehid bizrizin lesa. You're right. The Kohanim don't necessarily have to do the kneading and the mixing. Nehid bizrizin lesa bimakum zrizin isa. But it's done in a place where the zrizin have the authority. It's done in the place of zrizin. Bimakim zrizin isa. If you look at Rashi directly across a couple lines down, bimakim zrizin isa. Ba'azara, shahamachlas, v'hamacheshes, two different types of kalim, different thicknesses, different depths, klei sharis hein, meaning it's done in a place where the klei sharis are, the chen tanish al migdash, the kaven de ba'azara isa, chazul kahanim, the kahanim are overseeing what's going on, o malamdin oysoy lihizahir ba. So the Gemara is saying a very interesting thing. Not only is it okay if you have Kahanim's reason, if it's done under the auspices of Kahanim, that's also considered to be enough of a matzav of Zrizin. Good. B'makim Zrizin is d'amamar, b'lila k'sher b'zar, chutz l'chemis azara's p'sula, cannot be done outside the chemis azara, lafuki l'sisa, as opposed to l'sisa, which is soaking the grain, d'ainim is reason, b'lila b'makim Zrizin. Good. Frag Bium, our last question on this sugya, Omaishna. Mi minchas ha'omer, the Tanya minchas ha'omer, leitzin isa. When it comes to the minchas ha'omer, they do allow lesisa. Vitzayibin isa, and then they pile up the grain to drain out the water. Abulamaisa, they allow lesisa, says the Gemara, tzibur shiny. This is a carbon tzibur. Carbon tzibur is different. Rashi says, first wide line, tzibur shiny, minchas aymer, carbon tziri, the chol as askin shalah nasin alpi bezdin. Everything was done under the auspices of bezdin. That is a totally different level of pikuach, in which case there is no concern. Good. That is the end of that. So, akhupanim, we had this machlekes between Rabbi Yisagli and Rabbi Kiva. Can one use Meiser Sheni grain in order for it to be Mekayim Yom Mitzvah of Matzah? Basically, said no. Kiva said yes. We explained what each of them do with the word Lechem Oini, and then Rabbi Kiva said we're Memayit Matzah Ashira from that. And we had a theory that it seems to be that Rabbi Kiva did make Matzah Ashira for his Rebbeim, and that we said that was not referring to the first day Yom Tov and so on. Fine. Says the Mabaita, Tan Rabbana, Yachol Yetzi Adim Rechivasa Bibikurim. Again, we know we bring Bikurim from the Shivas Aminim. Shivas Aminim include wheat and barley. So, if I bring up my wheat and barley to the Kohen, so now, can you take that wheat and barley and make it into a nice crispy matzah? So, says the Braisa, I might think you're allowed to use bikurim grain for your matzahs. In all of your dwelling places, you will eat matzah, the pasuk says. So we darshan matzah hanecheles b'chol meishvei seichem. The matzah has to be the type of matzah which is edible in all of your dwelling places. Yotze bikurim sheinachalam b'chol meishvei seichem el b'Yerushalayim de Rabbi Yosi HaGalili. Whereas bikurim must be eaten in Yerushalayim. You can't take the bikurim outside of Yerushalayim. So therefore, says Rabbi Yosi HaGalili, you may not use bikurim grain for your matzahs. That is Rabbi Yosi HaGalili. Rabbi Kiva Oymanein. I've got a different limud. And the Gemara is going to say in a minute that Rabbi Kiva is going to retract and he's going to go by Rabbi Yosi HaGalili's limud. But initially, he says Rabbi Kiva, I've got a different limud. There's a hekesh between matzah to maror. Matzah umaror, says Rashi, 2 lines on the bottom. Matzah umaror, hekesh nakosef. Al matzis umarorim. So there's a hekesh between matzah and maror. So we say the following. Ma maror she'ein bikurim. Just like by maror. Maror is not brought from bikurim. Av matzah she'ein bikurim. So to buy matzah you have to make sure it doesn't come from bikurim. Don't use bikurim flour for matzah. Says the Gemara, well, 1 second. If you're being makish matzah tomorrow, why don't you go all the way? Go all the way and say the following. Imam morer, she'ein b'minoi bikurim. So just like by morer, you're never yotze the mitzvah of morer with any type of bikurim. None of the shivas aminim, chita, sergef, and tehna, zayshem, and reiman, and so on. You're not yotze bikurim. You're not yotze morer with bikurim. So maybe you should say the hekesh and say, av matzah she'ein b'mina bikurim. Therefore, you should categorically exclude, says the Gemara, Eisichitin v'sa'arin, you should not be able to bring to eat matzahs from wheat or barley, and in which case, a person's going to have matzah from spelt, rye, or oats. So why don't we say that? Says the Gemara, Talmud Leimar, matzahs riba. That we have a riboy of matzahs to tell me that we don't make this hekish ad hasayf, in which case you are able to use matzah from a min bikurim, from chitin and sa'irin, and so on. It's very interesting, because the Rishon or Bavad were saying we should be mitzi chitin and sa'irin, and you should only be allowed to bring matzah from shifin, shibayla, shual, and kusmin. But didn't we say on Ahmed Aleph, didn't we say in the previous Ahmed, the previous Daf, that these three grains of rye, spelt, and oats are either a min chita or they're a min sa'ira, the Gemara said. So to the extent that we're saying we're in mitzi chitin and sa'irin, so why are we saying, oh, but spelt, oats, and rye is okay? We said in the previous Daf, right, we had this on Daf Lamed Hey Amad Aleph. We had a Machlekes Rashi Tesis. Rashi says Min Chitin Len Yin Chuma. Tesis said it's a Gabi Chala. But that's the Kasha that we showed. And why are we only being Mitzi wheat and barley? Why aren't we Mitzi everything? Because everything is included in wheat and barley. So we shouldn't say it's only included in wheat and barley Legabe Truma or Chala. But not Legabe Vikurim. And the Pasuk says you bring Chita and Sa'ira. You bring the Shivas Aminim, but you can't bring spelt, oats, or rye. So that at this stage we think, even though we're mitzi wheat and barley, we're not mitzi spelt, oats, and rye. Al Kabanim, it says, Matzos, Matzos, to be Marbe, Fregbigamai, Matzos, Matzos, Riba, Fila, Bikuranami. So once you have the Ribui, why doesn't the Ribui go all the way and tell me you can even use actual Bikurim, even the flour, even the oats, even the wheat and barley of Bikurim for your Matzos mitzvah? So why do you say that? Rabbi Akiva, says the Gemara, Hadabe Rabbi Akiva. You're right. Rabbi Akiva was Hadabe, Rashi says, Hadabe Rabbi Akiva, Mahachakesha, the Matzah Mar, the Yahweh Bikurim, and Mi Bechol, Maishli Seichem. He learns from the same source of Rabbi Yisak Lili, that that is the source to the Mamayit Bikurim, Gedanya. Yochel Yotza Adam Gidechivasi Bikurim. I'm a think a person can be yetzis mitzvah with bikurim tamalim and b'chol meishu v'stichem tichol matzahs. Matzahs and echelos b'chol meishavais. Yotzah bikurim shen necholin b'chol meishavais ela b'yushalayim. So you cannot be yetzis with bikurim. Yachosh mi meitzi af meisa sheni. I might think that you're also going to be meitzi meisa sheni, and you cannot be yetzis your mitzvah sasei of matzah with meisa sheni matzah tamalim and matzahs matzahs riba. Frag the Gemara, Omara Yisrael Rabbis Meiser Sheni Lahitzi Bikurim. Why did you choose to be married by Meiser Sheni and say you can be Yitzu Meiser Sheni and say you cannot be Yitzu with Bikurim? Efshef Akeret, maybe say you can be Yitzu with Bikurim and not Meiser Sheni. So they're going, no. Maribani Meiser Sheni, Shiyesh Lehetzer Bechom Mejavis. The reason why Maribani Meiser Sheni is because there's a Heter in all places. There's a Heter in Kol Mejavis. Kidder Rabbi Elazar, Umaytani Bikurim Sheaman had to Bechome Shavais, the Amr of Elazar, and Anna Maisa Sheni Shenitma, Shepaydin Eseafi Labi Ushalayim. Usually the din is by Maisa Sheni, you're only able to redeem it up until before you enter Ushalayim, but once you enter Ushalayim, you must eat it, and you can no longer redeem it. So imagine a person schlepping from Be'er Sheva to Ushalayim, up to Ushalayim. And he gets mamish within the borders of Yerushalayim, and he says, you know what, echkenisht, I cannot schlep it anymore. I'm going to redeem it onto a coin, and the rest of the journey, I'm just going to go ahead and walk up with a coin, and I will buy something in Yerushalayim. No, once you're within the vicinity of Yerushalayim, you're no longer allowed to redeem it. But comes along Rabbi Elazar and says, no, menana ma'isasheni shenitma, but if it became tamei, that Paidin say, I feel like you're even allowed to be Paidin Yerushalayim, Tamalem, Kilei Suchol Se'esai. It says in the Parsha Ma'isa Sheni, if it's too heavy, you're not able to carry it up. But we darshan, says Rabbi Elazar, the Ein Se'es El Achila. We darshan Se'es to mean Achila. Shenema Ve'yisa Masas Me'es Panav, in last week's Parsha, Ma'yigash yesterday, that the Yosef gave portions to all of his brothers. So the way, it's very interesting, the way Rabbi Elazar runs the pasuk, I'm just going to read the whole pasuk. You read the pasuk like this. V'chiyirbe mimcha haderech. If you're too far away to schlep up your ma'isa sheni, you can redeem it. That's one scenario. Ki leisuchal se'esoy, which literally means you're not able to carry it. It means you're not able to eat it because it became tameh. That's even in Yerushalayim. Then you can redeem it. On both of those cases, either it's too far away, or even if it's already within Yerushalayim, but it became Tamei, then you're able to redeem it. Now, Al Kopanim, why are we bringing all of this in? We're coming to show that Rabbi Akiva was Hadavei. Man Shamas Leida Amr B'Maisa Sheni Nafik Bey. Who is the Tana who says that you are Yotze with Maisa Sheni? It's Rabbi Akiva. The Kamimayat Levi Kurim, and nevertheless we see that the same Rabbi Akiva is Mimayat Bikurim, Mi bechol meishvei seichem. Shma mina hadabei. If so, we see that Rabbi Akiva retracted, he's hadabei, and he holds like a biyosegli. Bottom line, halach lamaisa. One is not able to be yotze the mitzvah aseh v'chiles matzah with flour which has come from bikurim. And this is bein Rabbi Akiva, bein Rabbi Yisrael Lili. We learn out because it says bechol meishvei seichem teichlu matzahs. In all of your dwelling places, eat matzahs, and bikurim is not able to be consumed in all of your meshavos. It has to be consumed on Yerushalayim. Hence, bikurim is nismait. Good. According to Yisrael Galili, why does he need to learn out? The Bikurim is Nismayet. You cannot be Yotzi your mitzvah to say of Achilas Matzah. With Bikurim from B'chol Meish V'Seichem, Frek the Gemara, basically, typically, Milechem Oini. You, Rabbi Yisrael Galili, Darshan, Don Amid Aleph, Lechem Oini with an Ayin, like Lechem Oini with an Aleph. Meaning to say, it's got to be the type of thing which you can eat Bizman Simcha. Bikurim must be eaten in a state of simcha. So Rabbi Yisrael Galili typically milechem oini mishnecho ba'oini, meaning matzah could be eaten in aninus. Yotzah zeh, as opposed to bikurim, she'ei necho ela b'simcha. It has to be eaten in a state of simcha. So why do you need to come onto a brand new drasha of b'chol moish v'sechem teich l'matzahs, typically from the same source that you are mamayit maisa sheni? Because it says lechem oini with an ayin with dash with an aleph, say the same thing by bikurim. Teretz is tavla k'rabbi Shimon. He goes like a Shimon. He goes like a Shimon. The Tanya bikurim asurim la'oinin. Shittus of Shimon is, which is how he paskin, an oinin is not allowed to eat bikurim. That is the Tanakama. That is the Chachamim. Excuse me. From Shimon matter. Shimon says an oinin is allowed to eat bikurim. My time with the Rabbanan that they asked the Bikurim to an Aina, Bichthiv, Leisucha Lecha B'sharecha, don't eat it in your gates. So Amamar, and the Pasuk, let me just read the Pasuk, it says, Leisucha Lecha B'sharecha, Masa Degancha, Sireshcha, Vitzarecha, Bechiris, Bekarach, Vatzenecha, Vechonet, Derecha, Shetilir, Venet, Vesecha, Vestrumas Yadecha. So we darshan, Trumas Yadecha, Eilu Bikurim. These are Bikurim, the Iskish Bikurim, the Maisa Sheni. So in the pasuk which mentions Maisa Sheni, it says Trumas Yadecha, and we say Trumas Yadecha is referring to Bikurim. If so, there's a hekesh between Bikurim to Maisa Sheni. And therefore we say, Ma Maisa Osir La'oinen, Av Bikurim Osir La'oinen. And therefore, say the Rabbanin, an Oinen is not allowed to eat Bikurim. Rav Shimon, why does Rav Shimon say an oinin is allowed to eat bikurim? Rav Shimon, truma karinu rachmana. The Torah called it truma. The way the Torah presented bikurim, it called it truma. And if so, it's more befitting to say kitruma. Ma truma muteris la'oinen, just like truma is permitted to an oinin. Av bikurim mutar la'oinen. So to be kurim is permitted to an oinen. That is shat in the machlekes between. That's the machlekes between the chachamim and Rabbi Shimon. Frag the Gemara, interesting kasha. Rabbi Shimon, mehi the hekesh lastly. Okay, you're right. You don't hold the hekesh because you, Rabbi Shimon, say because the Torah presented bikurim with the title trumas yadecha, therefore we compare bikurim to truma. And just like truma is permitted to an oinen, so to bikurim is permitted to an oinen. But why? Frag the Gemara, Rav Shimon nihid hakesh lasli simcha mia michtav ksivabu. But doesn't it say explicitly the word simcha in reference to bikurim? It says simcha explicitly in reference to bikurim, and that should be enough of a reason to say that you're not able to be yotza. That's the reason why, excuse me, that's the reason why an oinen should not be allowed to eat bikurim. It's an interesting rashash. The rashash says, I don't understand the kasha of the Gemara. What do you mean? What does the pasuk actually say? Let's take a look at the pasuk. V'samachta v'chalatayiv, asher nasan l'cha Hashem l'keach olaveisecha, atav alevi v'ager asher b'kebecha. The pasuk is speaking to the Baalim who brought the bikurim, and they gave the bikurim to the kahanim. So who's eating the bikurim? Not the bialim. The kahanim are the ones who are eating it. So how can you ask a kash and say, how can your Shimon say it's mutter for an oinen to eat bikurim? Ay, it says simcha by bikurim. It says simcha by bikurim. Nein. It doesn't say simcha by the bialim. It says, right? It doesn't say simcha by the kohen who's eating it. It says simcha by the bialim. Rak al habaylim hamevian. and so on. That is Rishash's kasha. Al Kabanim says the Gemara, let's see again, from Shimon, he, the Hekish, Lesley, Simcha, Mia, Mechta, Ksiv, Abu, Ksiv, Smach, Mechla, Toiv. So why do you allow an Oinen to eat Bikurim? Says the Gemara, Hu Lizman Simcha, Hu Da'asa. That is coming to tell me something totally different. That is coming to tell me that there's a very important din in Hilchis Bikurim, which is Zman Simcha, at the time when the person is happy. What does that mean? Says the Mishnah Bikurim, the Snan. Me'atzeres v'adachag, maybe the Kairi. If a person brings Bikurim from Shavuos till Sukkos, not only do you bring Bikurim, but you recite the parasha of Arami, Ovid, Avi, the whole Mikra Bikurim. Whereas Me'achag v'ad Chanukah, from Sukkos till Chanukah, you're maybe the Eine Kairi. You bring it, but you don't say it. Why? Because it says, V'samachta b'chalatoyev, you have to be in a state of simcha. You must be in a heightened state of simcha to be navy v'koyre. Agav, there's a beautiful Rabbi Yeruchim. Rabbi Yeruchim says, from here you see a fantastic insight into hakaras hatoyev. The Torah is teaching us that a person's only properly able to do the mikra bikurim, which is showing their hakaras hatoyev, when the gift which they received is fresh. Meaning, I just harvested my crop, and it's fresh, I'm excited. So then, when you come to Yerushalayim, you're maybe the Kaira. If you've had these Bikurim for only 3-4 months, the excitement is worn off, you're not going to be able to express your Hakaras HaTayyib. Someone gives you a gift, when you're so happy about it, pick up the phone and thank the person. Don't wait for, 2 weeks, till some of the excitement is worn off, and then that is going to be manifest in your lack of appreciation when you speak to the person. That's the way, that's what Rabbi Yochum says. Good. Okay, let's see if we can do a couple more minutes. Al-Kapanim, so what do we just say, just to be misak in this last thing? We said that we're learning out from the whole Meshvei Seichem to tell me that one is not able to be Yotze, Matzah's Mitzvah, with Bikurim, because it has to be in all Meshavis, and we have a Machlokes Tanoim, whether or not an oinen is allowed to eat Bikurim. Good. Tanravanan, lechem oinen. Prat lechalut ula ashisha. So we learn out from lechem oinen that it may not be boiled, and it may not be ashisha. The Rashi says ashisha means a gluska gedola, a great big piece. Meaning it cannot be done in a very, very chashiva way. We'll see a little bit more what this means. Meaning, at the end of the day, it says lechem oinen. It's supposed to be poor man's bread. Let's just see a bit more. Yochol le'yotza adam yedechei vasa am ella pas hadra. So I might think, based on this, that a person can only be yetzer achiev with pas hadra. Rashi says, shenipul kol hadara. The hainu pas kibar. Like dark, poor man's bread with bran and so on. I might think that you have to take the lechem oini at a soif. It's got to look really bad. And only that's the akim of lechem oini. No, Talmud Lomar, matzahs, as we have seen many times. Riba, vafilu, ke matzahs shol shloimai. It can even be nice and presented, Rashi says. Shahayim unag, kalei meselis nikia, could be nice, fine flour. Ayin, ke matzahmad lomar lechem oini. Talks about lechem oini lashmanias. Prat, lacholot, ulashisha. It shouldn't be boiled, and it shouldn't be a very large piece. Now, umay mashma the hayashisha lishna the chashivus. So, where do we see that this lashna of hashisha implies chashivus? Because we have a pasuk in Shmuel Beis, which says, vayichalek lachol ha'am, he apportioned to all the nation, lachol hamein yisrael, le'ish v'ad isha, le'ish chalas lechem achas, he gave everyone a chala, and it says the eshpar echad. He gave them an eshpar. We'll see in a minute what an eshpar is. The ashisha echos, and he gave them also an ashisha. He gave them an ashisha. It says the Amar Rav Chana bar Abba eshpar. What is eshpar? Eshpar is like echad mishisha bepar. It's 1/6 of a cow. So he gave everyone a huge side of beef. Right, a large portion, 1/6 of a cow, he gave them. What is an ashisha also? Similar type of drasha, echel mishisha ve'efa, 1/6 of an efa, which is a vast amount of flour, and therefore you see it's a very, very chashav amount. We'll have to see maybe next time practically what this means. We know there's a difference between Sfarim and Ashkenazim as to which types of matzahs, at least historically, they used. Sfarim used much thicker matzahs than Ashkenazim. So we'll have to see practically as to what does it mean you should not use Ashisha types of matzahs. What does that mean? But let's just finish for now. Says the Gemara, Upliga de Shmuel. The way we said pshat in Ashisha, it's 1/6 of an Eifa, is the Lake Shmuel, the Amish Shmuel. Ashisha means something totally different. What does it mean? What did he give them at the time? Not 1/6 of an Eifa, but rather Garba de Chamre. He gave them a portion, an Eifa's worth of Yayin, Tichsiv, because the Pasuk says, it says, V'oyhave Ashishei Anovim. Ashishei Anovim. So it uses the Lashon of Ashishei, Ashish in reference to Anovim, in which case it has to be, he gave them grapes and wine as opposed to flour. Al-Kopanim, the last thing we said is Lechem Aini tells me it should not be boiled and it should not be done in a very grandeur, Galuska Yafer, a very huge piece. It should be in a smaller portion, which is the derech of an Ani to eat. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll pick it up as Hashem, 12:45.